Hello, Jerry.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Roundup lawsuit. Were you ever exposed to Roundup?
Yes.
Have you gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Was there anything that you were diagnosed with after being exposed?
Yeah, I reported this a couple of years ago, but never heard back. It's CLL.
And is that a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And then just to verify, no one's ever sent you anything on your phone to sign electronically in regards to this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with CLL?
Oh, I don't know, about 7 years ago.
Okay. And CLL, is that chronic lymphocytic leukemia?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear you were diagnosed with that. Okay, chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And you were diagnosed about 7 years ago?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I see in your the thing that you filled out online with your email name, it says diagnosed in 2016.
Okay.
Is that accurate or was it more recent?
No, I think that's about right.
It's about right. Okay, 2016. Okay. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
63.
63. Okay. And did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup?
Probably 35.
Okay. And 35. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
No, I generally do it every 30 days.
For in your whole lifetime, would it total to at least 10 days or more?
Right.
Okay. And how many hours of exposure would you say you've had to spraying Roundup in your lifetime? If you just had to put a number on it.
I guess about 360.
Okay. 60. And how long did you spray Roundup before your diagnosis?
Probably 30 years.
Before being diagnosed.
Right.
Okay. And when did you stop spraying Roundup?
Probably 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay. So in 2020 or 2021.
Right.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your exposure to Roundup? Was it occupational, agricultural, residential, direct,
Residential.
residential? Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who may have also been exposed to Roundup or been affected by Roundup?
Not no.
Okay. And then I'm going to go through several types of illnesses and disease. Simply just answer yes or no if you've ever been diagnosed or if any of them relate to you, okay? HIV or AIDS?
No.
An organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
An autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
And cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
A family history of cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of cancer?
Lung and brain.
Lung and brain cancer. And then lung cancer. And who in the family had lung cancer? Was it a
My
parent?
father.
Okay. Okay. And who had brain cancer?
My father.
Okay, both father had both lung and brain. Okay. Okay. And then I have your first name spelled Jerry. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is Jerry short for anything, or your legal name is Jerry?
Legal.
Okay. And then I have your last name spelled Lee. Is that correct? And do you have a suffix to your name? Are you senior, junior, the second, third?
No.
Okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
No.
Thank you. And are you married, single, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Okay. Thank you. And then what is your date of birth?
3/22/53.
53. And what is your current age?
72.
72. Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
439-847-0094.
Thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis?
Oh, about 5 years ago.
5 years ago, so about 2020. 20. And was it a doctor that mentioned it? The news? Online?
Online.
Okay. Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
6'3", 200.
Okay, thank you. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
And then I have an email address here for you. It may be a bit old. Is this still correct? JerryD_Lee@AT&T.net.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the phone number I have down for you is 985-789-5610.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then what is your spouse's name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Same last name.
Lee.
Okay. And then what is a good contact number for her?
95-502-6215.
985-502.
Yes.
6825.
6215.
6215. Okay. Is it okay if we make her the emergency contact in case the firms can't get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And how many times per year did you use Roundup, or per month?
Once a month.
Once a month, okay. And what year did you start spraying Roundup?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. Probably 1980.
Okay. 1980. And why did you stop using Roundup?
Just use a different brand.
Okay. Switched brands. And let's see. And were you spraying Roundup seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Seasonally.
Seasonally, okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Yes,
Okay.
gloves.
Gloves. Okay. Thank you. And when you applied Roundup, where were you applying it? Was it like a fence line, garden, residential, driveway?
Just residential.
Okay. Residential. And
I'm
in
fixing
what?
to have to go in about 5 minutes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll be as quick as possible. And in what state did you use Roundup?
Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Through spraying it?
What do you mean, exposed?
You were exposed to Roundup directly by spraying it?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup would you say you've had in your lifetime?
Well, just do the math, man. Since 1980.
Okay. Since 1980. That's about 41 or 35
Right.
years,
Right.
30 to 40 years. Seasonally, 4 times a year, times four, about 164, or
Yeah.
do you estimate more?
No, that's good.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup did you use, premix or concentrate?
Concentrate.
Okay. And let's see. And did you purchase Roundup in the same state that you were spraying?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you purchase Roundup?
This is a hardware store.
Hardware store. Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
Probably not.
Okay. Do you still have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. And how many numbers of years have you smoked for?
20.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And besides any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with CLL or the facility that you went to?
Bobrowski. Oh, no, wait. No. David Ube, Oubre.
And in what city in Louisiana is he?
Covington.
Covington, Louisiana. Okay. Okay. And do you still have any copies of medical records or would the doctors have them?
They would have them.
Okay. Okay. And did Dr. Oob go treat you as well or did you go elsewhere?
No, I did not have to be treated.
Okay. 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 And he just checks up, or you
Yes.
see him for checkups. Okay. So
Yes.
I'll just put him as the doctor that you see. Okay. And then he's the oncologist that you see.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No treatment. And then what's a good mailing address for you?
227 Ritson Drive East.
Woodson Drive East.
227 Richland Drive East.
Thank you. Drive East.
Mandeville, Louisiana.
Mandeville, Louisiana. Okay.
70448.
Okay. And then is there a, it's just 227.
Yes.
Okay. Richland Drive East. Okay. And then did you use Roundup for more than 1 year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm just going to go over the information really quick before I let you
Got to
go.
do it quick, ma'am.
Yep.
I got an appointment.
Okay, I have your first name spelled Jerry.
Yes.
Last name Lee. I have your date of birth as 03/22/1953.
Yes.
I have your social as 4398470 94. Okay, I have that you were diagnosed with CLL in 2016.
Close enough, yeah.
Okay, and then last question, how would you say that that using Roundup and your diagnosis affected your life?
I can't tell any different, man.
Okay. We'll make a note of that. And are you familiar with DocuSign, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorney to request medical records. The attorneys work on contingency, which means you don't pay them any money out of pocket. Before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect. While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm may be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. I may also be giving you a call once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you over to them directly. And introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may need you to sign additional forms so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible just to keep everything moving smoothly. These extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. And if you don't hear from the law firm within the next 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call yourself to follow up. I'm going to send you a text from a 949 number. My name is Jeanette. Once the documents are signed, I'll send you a text with the name of the law firm and their client call-in number. Okay, Jerry?
Okay.
Okay, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I will reach out shortly, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.